Hello and welcome. My name is Andrew, and this is the Who Dat Discussion, a New Orleans Saints podcast where we talk about all Saints news, opinions, and reactions. And this episode is just going to be chock full of draft coverage. We're a day before the draft here, Wednesday night, about 20 hours away from the big day. Though the Saints won't be picking any draft picks on Thursday, they'll have to wait until Friday in the second round to pick at number 62, unless the little Loomis magic happens and the Saints move into the first round, which again, I would not be surprised. I mean, look, how many times the Saints have moved up in the draft? They've done it every year besides 2012 since Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, besides 2012 since Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis were at the helm here. And to me, when you're looking at it, I don't think they're going to move up into the first round. That's just what I think. I guess we're just going to get right into the talk. We also have a little news, but I just want to get this point out of the way, and then we'll move over to more. We have a little news with Sheldon Rankins because his fifth-year option was picked up. So he's a Saint for the next 2 years, which is great news there. And also Mickey Loomis, he spoke with the media, and Sean Payton spoke with the media, so we're going to get to all that too. But I just don't see the Saints moving up to get into the first round. It's too much. Unless you're trading a player, which maybe you trade Andrews Peat if you see the option. But, like, now I don't want to trade Andrews Peat because we need – to me, the offensive line is the most important besides Drew Brees and, you know, a couple of star players that we have to keep healthy and stuff. I want the depth to be there, and we need Andrews Peat there unless we're going to draft someone high in either the second round or, you know, maybe move into the third round or something. Look, that's just, what I, feel there. Move up into the third round. I think we can do that. Can move some picks around. We have a six. We have 2 sixes and 2 sevens. Maybe trade a couple of those, plus maybe a pick from next year to move up into the third round. I would not be surprised there. That's what I think the Saints should do, or in the fourth round. That's what I would do, or trade a player to go into the third or fourth round. I would not trade into the first round. It's going to be too expensive and too, I don't think the Saints need that first round player. It's a very deep draft, as Mickey Loomis has said. So I wouldn't be expecting him. You know, they feel like they can get a great player at 62, so I wouldn't be surprised. So now we're going to get into what, you know, Mickey Loomis said, Sean Payton said, and we're just going to sum up the main topics so we can get into some draft prospects after that. So really what Mickey was saying is that the Saints, they can move down or move up. They're obviously more apt to move up like they have in past years. I wouldn't be surprised if they moved up. But they said if they may move back into the third round, if they got more picks and stuff to trade that second rounder, he said they're open to that. He said they love Marcus Davenport, like really love him. And look, I love Marcus Davenport too. I think he's going to be a great player. I think he was worth, the 27th and 30th picks, comparing to who we would have got at that pick, which, you know, we don't really know. But it wasn't going to be as good as Davenport. I think Davenport could put up, I think he could put up 8 sacks this year. And it looks like the Saints are going to give him that full second job. And because the Saints haven't gotten anyone yet, they still haven't gotten Ziggy Ansah or really anyone. Maybe they're going to get someone in the draft we're going to see in the next few days. But that's just what I feel here. I think that it seems like they're not going to get that high-level guy to go with Davenport. It's going to be Davenport's role to lose, and I'm fine with that because he's a really good player. Look, I would love to add Ansah. I think it makes us better if we add Ansah, but right now I don't know if the Saints are going to, maybe. But I think that transitioned us well into the next headline that Loomis said. And he said, we're open to adding free agents up until the season starts. That's Ansah, that's Dez Bryant. So I wouldn't be surprised, really, if they get any of those guys. And look, I think right now, Ansah's, we'll see what his medicals said. We don't really know what the medical said, but the Saints still haven't signed him. So they're obviously not, completely sold on him yet. And they're obviously not sold on Dez Bryant, who they didn't comment on Dez Bryant, and they didn't comment on fifth-year option for Eli Apple, and he didn't comment on if they would move up and down. Obviously, he wasn't going to say that, and he didn't comment on the Michael Thomas contract situation as well. So, look, when you're looking at all that, that's really what was said. Sean Payton said that the Saints will be staying out west during the week 3 and 4 when they play the Seahawks and Rams. They play the Rams second week, Seahawks third week, so they'll be staying out there. So that's really what they said overall. They said the Saints are going to probably pick best player available. So I think we're just going to get right into the draft talk here. And I think we're just going to get right into it. And first, what we're going to start up as, every player that the Saints have interviewed and they've looked at So we're just going to go right into it to just start with players that the Saints have looked at. So first, they looked at tight end Dawson Knox. He's going to be a top 100 prospect. He will be available in the second round. Third round, I think, is where he should go. So I don't think the Saints will pick him. I think that he probably will be right around that 100th pick. I think he's a low-level 100, top 100 prospect. If the Saints move up into the third round, I'd be very happy with that. But I think that's just what we're looking at there. Also, they worked out quarterback Will Greer, which in my mock draft, he fell to the fifth round. I don't think that would happen very often. But I think he's going to be available at 62. I think he's going to go late second, third round, and I think he'll be available if the Saints want him. I don't think he'll be the best player available, so I don't think the Saints will get him, but I think he will be available. I think, look, he can be that heir apparent to Drew Brees, but, you know, I don't think they're going to do it. They have Bridgewater. I think they kind of invested in Bridgewater a little bit this year, and I don't think – look, I like Will Greer. He's not, like, my favorite, but I like him. Especially if you're getting him in like third round and if he falls a little bit, but second round, I wouldn't pick him, especially if there's a couple of wide receivers on the board that they could get. They looked at offensive guard Phil Haynes, from Wake Forest. He's a top 100 prospect, but he's a third rounder. He's very good, athletics, but you know, look, again, he's a little raw, but he could play other positions. So, you know, because he's so athletic, he can play multiple positions, swing positions, which I think is really, really big. They looked at defensive tackle Jerry Tillery, who, look, he's going to probably be a first-round pick, low-level first-round pick. I really like him. If he can fall to the Saints straight up to get him, I think he's going to go in the 30s, whether that be late first round or early second. I think he'll be gone there. Maybe he moves into like the 40s and 50s and the Saints pick him up, but I just don't think of that right now. There, they also worked out wide receiver N'Keal Harry, who, look, he is kind of that big receiver, kind of like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Doesn't get a lot of separation, but is a good route runner, and, you know, he's good at making contested catches. He probably will be available where the Saints get him, but, or maybe they'll be very close. It's going to be very close. I think he's going to be projected to go around the Saints' range. I think, again, I'd rather have Arcega-Whiteside, and I'd rather have Deebo Samuel. I'd rather have I'd rather have a Terry McLaurin than him. Obviously, I'd rather have a DK Metcalf and Butler. And then, yeah, that's just what I feel there. But Lakeem Butler. But I think he's a player that we could get, and I wouldn't be surprised if we do, if he falls to us. But I'd rather have the guys I listed above. The next player the Saints worked out was offensive tackle / center Dalton Risner from Kansas State. He was basically a perennial top 100 prospect. He plays tackle and center at both high levels. And look, if the Saints wanted to get the offensive guard, I think Elgton Jenkins is a player the Saints can get. He's later on the list. I think they can get him. I think they can get Risner. There are a lot of guys the Saints could get, and we're going to go farther in. But I think there are a lot of guys that the Saints could pick up if they want to go offensive guard. But I don't know if they will. The cornerback Justin Lane, top 100 prospect. He could be a starting quality corner in the league. I think he has that upside. I don't think the Saints need corner. I would not go corner right now. And I would not pick really anyone in the back end right now. Maybe a safety, but I think safety later, not second round. That's just what I feel there. The ninth player the Saints worked out was defensive end Joe Jackson from Miami, the U. Top 100 prospect. He's a really good pass rusher prototype size, but he didn't do good athletically. He's more that guy. You know, he's kind of like that stable guy. He's not like the Marcus Davenport guy who's going to rush the edges and do this amazing stuff athletically, but he's going to be that, you know, pass rusher, has good technique and is going to win, probably be a stable pass rusher, probably a good player to go with Marcus Davenport. Again, he'll be available at 62, but I don't think I don't know if the Saints should pick him at 62. I don't think he'll be that best available player for the Saints, but that's definitely an option. A couple of late round players is linebacker Connor Strachan from BC. Look, he's going to be that guy that could be that special teams got to start out, but we'll see what happens with him. Offensive tackle Brandon Hittner from Villanova, again another late round prospect. He played a lot of Villanova, a great leader, and had a really good pro day. So look, I wouldn't be surprised to him. tight end Alazé Mack. So the Saints want to go later in the, you know, for tight end. I think he could be a player that the Saints could get. Wide receiver Jeff Smith from Ohio State, another late round prospect. Good athlete, but you know, he is basically like a worse version of Paris Campbell. So, you know, I don't like those receivers, so I'd pass on him, but he's gonna be that late round prospect. A couple other linebackers, Luke Gifford from Nebraska, linebacker Cole Holcomb from UNC. They're late round players, both have started well, and both had solid collegiate careers. But the Saints have met with many linebackers in the late rounds, and I think that, you know, you're going to look at them, I think they'll probably pick one of them in the fifth round, sixth round, because they need those special teams players, and they're really good. I love those linebackers, and you're going to see them in, like, first, you always see them in preseason. That's the funniest part, and they're very, very productive. I love those players, and they work so hard just to get to the level that they're at. They get put on special teams, they're special team studs, and then they go, and then, you know, they go on to either the Saints either, like, trade him or something, like, Nate Stupar, or, you know, they leave him, they cut him, or they stay on the team. They're really good special teams players. I love those players. I love the guys that grind it out, work hard, and that's what these players are like. Same with linebacker Kanan Ellis. You know, he was extremely productive in the lower conferences in the Sun Belt, but had amazing numbers on his pro day, just like a lot of these guys. Right now, defensive end Sharif Miller from Penn State, another late-round prospect. He hit his stride late as a pass rusher, but he's more of a run defense player, which I don't know if the Saints need. I don't know if he fits their bill there. And they also worked out on nose tackle Olive Sagabalu from Wisconsin. Hope I'm saying that right. Another late-round prospect. There, the Saints obviously, that was just a few, and then I'll really recap these, and then we can go on to other players the Saints have worked out, because they also worked out at Oliver, which is really interesting, but we'll get into that later. But when looking at it, the Saints, with these guys, these set of guys, a lot of players, when you're looking at the late rounds, I think they're going to pick linebacker. I think we see that. They're going to pick a linebacker late, probably not that first pick, which to me is fine, but I think that, you know, when looking at it, I think that the Saints, they're going to go linebacker late. I think they're going to go cornerback late, too. I wouldn't be surprised there as well. But I think early, I think we're looking at edge rusher, O-lineman, and wide receiver. I think those are the players that, you know, the Saints could get. And I think the Saints probably will get in those, players there. Moving on to other players the Saints did look at. They did look at Terry McLaurin. They did look at J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, excuse me, there. They did look at wide receiver Akeem Butler, which I don't think will fall to the Saints, but, you know, he did work out with them. I believe they worked out with Irv Smith at the Combine, but I don't think any private workouts there. They worked out with Foster Moreau, LSU player. And these are players, look, when you look at it, they're more bigger names, but they worked out Jalen Ferguson, who I really like. I think you're going to go D-end. I go Jalen Ferguson if he's there on the board. I would probably even trade up into the 50s to get him because, I mean, it probably won't be that much. You know, maybe you're only giving up that sixth-round pick, but he is just a really, really good player, kind of like Marcus Davenport. And I think the Saints, I think that you can use those players. They're, I mean, if you had him, Cam Jordan, and Davenport, that's a really, really good pass rushing team right there. And then also, just quick news, it just came in while we're recording, is that Ziggy Ansah, he did pass a checkup, and he didn't sign with the Ravens. They don't want to sign him. He left without a deal. So we're going to see what happens here. We're going to see what happens with Ansah, but I just want to put that quick note. We're talking about the defensive ends there. Look, when the Saints, they did visit with, just to me, when you're looking at it, a lot of players, when we look at the high picks, we're looking at wide receiver, guard, and then also edge rusher, and I think that's what the Saints are going to do. To recap, and then late, you're looking at linebacker, you're looking at running back, maybe you're looking at safety, those types of players there. If I was the Saints, I'd go wide receiver. I wouldn't go edge rusher, even if Jalen Ferguson on the board, I wouldn't. I'd go wide receiver. I think there are some really good wide receivers here between Arcega-Whiteside, between Terry McLaurin, Paris Campbell even, obviously, DK Metcalf, obviously, Akeem Butler, all these players, N'Keal Harry, still a very good receiver. I just think that the Saints, they have better options out there, but when looking at it, I do think that the Saints will go wide receiver. I hope they go wide receiver, and I hope they can get either, if it's not, I don't think it will be Keem Butler. I think it's going to be Deebo Samuel. I would love Deebo Samuel on this team. I think he'd do a lot for them. I would love Terry McLaurin. I love Arcega Whiteside. I really like Arcega Whiteside. For me, if the Saints want to go receiver, that's more, you know, like, kind of like Michael Thomas. That's what I'm going to compare Whiteside to. Michael Thomas, he's going to do a lot of good things first year. Good contested ball player. Has that drive. Good route runner. Doesn't get the best separation. Go Arcega Whiteside. I think that's a really good pick. If the Saints are going to go speedster, we want to stretch the field. We want a young, basically, Ted Ginn. Go Terry McLaurin. Go Deebo Samuel. I think Deebo Samuel is just a better wide receiver overall than, like, Terry McLaurin. I think he could do more than deep balls, but he could definitely do that, those deep balls, and he could do, you know, deeper routes. McLaurin's basically a speedster, and, you know, running down the field. I wouldn't be surprised if they got any of those guys. I'd be fine with them getting all those guys, but that's who I think the Saints should get. I don't think they should. Offensive line, like, I wouldn't be, I think then second, I rank second, offensive line. I would love them to go guard. I would love, if Elgton Jenkins is on the board, I would be fine with them picking him. He's a player that started a lot. He can go right in there and plug a backup role, and then, you know, say Easton gets hurt, Jenkins comes in there, and it's, like, just not, you know, it's not even, like, skipping a beat. It's a really a seamless transition there. I think that could be really big, gives us depth. That's what the Saints are looking at, and I think that's a really good, you know, it would be a good move for the Saints to get Jenkins. If the Saints go edge rusher and they pick a Jalen Ferguson type player, again, I would like Jalen Ferguson, but he's the least, like, the Saints already have Maurice Davenport, so I don't think that the Saints need to go out and get another, you know, edge player that can go around the edge like that. I just don't think the Saints need that right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if they picked him, but I don't think that, in my mind, I don't hope that. It's not like I'd be fine with Jalen Ferguson, but overall, I would like other players like the wide receivers and guard, that I think those are more important positions to get. But they're going to pick best available player, so they really can go any position, whoever's best available on their board, you know, who, you know, we're going to see. I wish I could see their board so I can tell you guys exactly who they have penciled in at 62 or 55 or something like that. But I don't, so I'm just speculating at this point. But I wouldn't be surprised at any of those picks there. Also, now we're looking to the later round picks. I really hope the Saints move up until the third round. I really hope they do move up into the third round. I will be looking at that and just saying that, like, if we don't do that, it's going to be, to me, extremely interesting, because you don't really want to give up any more capital, but that's a big gap. First of all, you don't have a first round pick, so you won't have that impact player. You're going to have a second round pick, which is an impact player. Look, they got Michael Thomas in the second round, Von Bell in the second round, very, very good players. But is that, you know, can you really go without only one pick in the first four rounds? To me, you can't do that. To me, you just can't do that. I think you move up into the third or fourth round, get a player, another player there that you can, you know, pair with your second rounder and be like, fine, we had a pretty good draft. And then you obviously, you go in your sixth round and seventh round and fifth round, get some good players there. And then, to me, that's a good draft. If you have a second round, and I think they'll pick good second round pick, I really trust Loomis to get a good pick here. You get a good third rounder, whoever it is. Maybe it's going to be the same impact as, like, Tre'Quan Smith had this year, which I'd be fine with from that third round spot. You go into the fifth round, you pick another player. Maybe you pick a running back like Mike Weber. Maybe in the sixth round, you get your special teams linebacker. Seventh round, you pick, like, a safety or something. To me, that's a really good, solid draft by the Saints. So, to me, overall, I think that's what the Saints are going to do. I just can't wait to stop the speculation. Finally get some Saints picks here. We'll see not only who the Saints pick in the first seven rounds, but some undrafted free agents. Obviously, last year we had some, you know, good undrafted free agents. Keith Kirkwood was obviously really big. But, you know, we're going to see that, you know, going in to, you know, preseason. I'm sorry, I almost called this training, spring training there. And we're going to see them in preseason, training camp, all that fun stuff. Also, the Saints had their, you know, workouts. They have some players working out now at the Saints facility. Terron Armstead's back in there. Jared Cook is in there. He's officially number 87. I'm pumped to see him play with the Saints and Drew Brees throwing the ball. I think he's a really good tight end. Guys, just one more thing. I forgot to mention it in the news segment. Is that Benjamin Watson's thinking about coming out of retirement, tight end. Played last year for the Saints, also played a couple of years, you know, 2013, 2014 with the Saints. I think, look, will I be happy if the Saints come back? if he comes back and says, I'd be very happy. Put him in that second role where he was so great with Jimmy Graham, him, and then also you get Jared Cook, who I think will have the same impact as like a Jimmy Graham did for the Saints in those 2013-2011 years for the Saints. And look, that's a great – and then also you got Josh Hill. Look at that tight end group. That's amazing. Like, that's really, really good. That'd be so solid. I don't know if he's going to do it, but, I mean, just thinking about that, that's a really good core there. Maybe it's just he's trying to come out of retirement because he has all those kids, be running around his house and running around while he tries to watch them. Maybe he wants to get a little break from that and come back and play some football with, you know, one of the best QBs in the league, like Drew Brees, or maybe he goes back to another, maybe he goes back to like play with Tom Brady. But I wouldn't be surprised either way there. So guys, with all that said, I think it's going to be time to wrap up this podcast. I do think that this is going to be a fun couple of days in the draft. This is the strategy we're going to do. Right when the Saints make a pick, I will jump right on here, basically, the time being, I'll jump on here and I will talk about the selection, talk about the player, what they're good at, what they're bad at. And then later we're going to film study on them. Sorry, I've been very behind on those film studies. I do have them a couple more filmed. I just got to edit them and those will be out soon as well. I'm sorry, guys. Definitely there. I've been a little busy on my end there. But really overall, I think the Saints will have a good draft. I trust Jeff Ireland. I trust Mickey Loomis, and I trust Sean Payton thoroughly there. So I think all in all, can't wait for the draft on Thursday. If the Saints trade to make any moves, I will be right here. Come on either iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, any of the sites that we're on, YouTube, obviously. Come on here, and I'll be here. I'll have it right away within, 15 minutes of the pick. Right when the pick goes on, I will jump right on, get, a little 10-minute, 12-minute conversation about the player, and upload it right away. I'm just going to, put my opinions out there and we'll see what happens there. Hope you guys enjoy that kind of segment. Maybe we'll be able to go live if the Saints like moved up and it'd be like crazy. I think I'd have to go live because that'd be really big if they did like a Marcus Davenport jump into the first round. I think that signifies that we're gonna go live, but otherwise we'll just wait, send it right after. It's not like we don't have like the first pick overall. But I do think we can get an impact player at 62. I think the Saints do. And I think, look, if not even talking about this 62 pick that the Saints have or any other picks, I think this team right now is a very complete team. Very complete team. I think that this team will be ready to win a Super Bowl in next February in Miami. I thoroughly believe that. And, look, I hope you guys like this episode. Follow us on Twitter at the WhoDatDis. Follow us on Instagram at Who that discussion. On Instagram, I didn't check it the last few days there, so I forgot to post. We've been a little dormant on there, but I'm going to be getting it back up and ready and rolling there for sure. So if you guys are looking at stuff on there, I will definitely be updating stuff, especially with the draft coming around. I don't think I put like the last episode on there with a post, but this episode will be posted on there. So if you get your notifications from Instagram, I will be back on there. I've just been extremely busy and getting it on there. Twitter, it's been a little busy there. I've been switching some editing software, so it's been a little work in progress here. But yeah, I think that is gonna do it from us. So with all that said, I want to say thank you, prove them right, and who dat.